City bitch, city bitch, city rag, 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 city bitch, city rag, 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 city bitch, city bitch, city bitch.
What's that on that beat?
Rack city bitch, rack rack city bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s on your titties bitch. 100D, VIP, no guest list. TT raw, you don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch, fucking with my other bitch. Fucking all night, nigga, we ain't sell a bit. Niggas say I'm too dope, I ain't selling it. Bar fresher than the motherfucking peppermint. Go, go, let him in, his last king killing shit. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Put your grandma on my dick. Girl, you know what it is.
I should tear you apart just for saying that.
Cole's a fucking homer. That's all you have to be. You have to be his team. He thinks you're going to be good.
The question is if he is pimp.
You are losing your voice. Jesus Christ.
Mistake one, Gabes. Gotta have a reason for the things you say, man.
He just changed every single thing he did. He might be decent.
Because I'm not even going to answer this. This is a terrible fucking question.
Cole's got some power, man.
Can't spell penis without ESPN, you dipshit.
Welcome to our 11th and hopefully last episode of Rant City. We got a four-person crew today, starting with Gabes.
Sup, bitches?
Cole S.
What's up, Cole Miners?
And one Alge.
Hi.
And I'm the executive producer and host of the show, Taylor. Got a bunch of topics. Cole S is pretty pumped. Yes?
Not even a little.
You're pumped. All right. First off, I'm starting.
Don't do it.
What?
Start.
Go ahead. No, he's gonna say his first topic is Richard Sherman.
So we're introducing a Rant City drinking game for the listeners, and we can add to it whatever you guys want. Just throw it in there. We'll put a list going. I have two. Ready? So first rule of the drinking game is you take a shot every time Gabe says "all I'm saying."
You're gonna get drunk.
And my second one is just every time Gabes is called an idiot, take a drink.
You realize people are going into therapy for this shit, right?
All I'm Maybe. Saying. You guys got any others off the top of your head?
I think that's gonna be plenty for them.
It's probably plenty, but like how many minutes do you think they'd last? 15? 20?
They're not getting halfway through the episode.
No. If it's a 40-minute episode, they're not getting halfway.
No, not a chance.
No.
I hate how you have to play this episode tonight and let Mitch...
Let Mitch listen to it. All right, so we're going to start out with going over the predictions we had on the last ep, which was recorded in August. Ready?
I guess.
All right, so we'll see how we did. So the first one, we were just talking about long-term dynasty leagues, and Notch, Cole S, and Gabes all said that having Trent is way better in a keeper league than having AP.
Or Megatron.
They didn't mention that.
Okay.
But they said they'd rather have Trent.
Defend yourself.
I'm an idiot. Gabes is also an idiot.
Thank you, Cole.
And when I re-listened to it, I do have to note that one Alge said, I'd rather have 3 years of AP than Trent for 10. Legit?
Yeah, it's that.
That's fair enough after what he's done this year. And
knowing what I know now, 1 year of AP is better than 10 of Trent.
No shit. So there's no defending that. We were completely wrong. I mean,
completely off.
Wow. All
right, actually this...
But can I say this? Did you guys expect Trent to be that bad? Like, you didn't think he was as good as we were.
Well, he was a Brown, though.
True, but he was better as a Brown than when he went to a good team.
Once a Brown, always a Brown.
Apparently.
Apparently. He shit the bed. Holy crap.
All right, this one is actually interesting. We picked best rookie out of this class, and then we picked fantasy and normal. Ready?
I know when I was picked Cordarrelle for both. That's all I remember.
Gabes went Gio for fantasy, and then he said, if he stays healthy, Eddie Lacy.
That's pretty solid picks right there.
Debated. What do you have to say about that, Gabe? Or Cole S?
He was right, I guess.
So Gabes was right, so maybe...
Was Gio the best rookie in fantasy, though?
No.
He was probably top five.
I don't know. I mean, Keenan Allen was the best.
Then I'd probably put Cordarrelle, Eddie Lacy somewhere right in there, too.
Keenan Allen started off pretty slow, though, didn't he?
He ended up with 10 touchdowns. Yeah.
He finished strong.
He didn't do anything the first five games, but I bet you he still gets rookie of the year.
Gio's not a bad pick, though, for fantasy.
No.
All right, Cole S. said Tavon Austin, best fantasy rookie, and then real life, Luke Jokel. Didn't Joker like go down like the second game?
Yeah, he was hurt.
There's no way to measure offensive line. First off, you'd have to watch the offensive line and play. No one's going to do that. And two, you'd have to watch
the Jags. On the Jags or something?
You can measure just if he started all 16 games. Give him some credit. Yeah. He failed even on that.
Yeah, you did terrible on that.
Yeah, well, I'm terrible at this.
Okay, one Alge put Geo for fantasy. And he said, real life, Cordarrelle. And then he noted, write it down now. Legit?
Yeah, that was legit picks. Real life Cordarrelle is probably the best actual player. He didn't have the best season, but he's probably the best player in the class.
Because he has dreads.
Yeah, it helps.
Well, Notch picked Tavon Austin, and he said Kenny Vaccaro for real life.
Kenny Vaccaro was actually a beast in real life, though. Yeah. He was all over the field.
But weren't we going, like, offensive?
No. Yeah, who did he say for his offense? No, he went Tavon for both, didn't he?
No.
Oh, wait, yeah, he did go Tavon for both.
Because I remember.
And they said, but I could see Kenny Vaccaro being good.
Yeah, and then I said Alec Ogletree.
Yeah, you guys listed off a shitload of fucking players like Handsaw and shit like that.
Handsaw.
Apparently I didn't pick for that one. I don't know.
Or it was just terrible and you don't want to relive it.
You probably edited it out.
Yeah.
No, I noted if I had terrible picks and I just didn't have a pick for that one, I guess. Second year quarterback. Everyone said Luck. Cole made a special mention of that Russell Wilson is a piece of shit and he won't be good this year. And I picked RG3 just to be different.
Russell Wilson is still garbage.
Where's he got his team?
He didn't get his team anywhere. Marshawn Lynch did.
And
or Sherman. Richard Sherman.
Or Marshawn Lynch.
And Sherman. Sherman.
I'd rather fucking have Golden Tate than fucking Richard Sherman. Fuck him. Faggot.
But Golden Tate didn't make that play to get him into the Super Bowl. Just saying.
He didn't intercept the pass.
No, but he made the play so it could be intercepted.
Nah, he's a pussy. He made one good play the whole game.
To put him into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he'll get fucking torched by Manning.
By Notch's standards, that means he's beast.
Don't bring Notch into this.
Already did.
Notch is a beast, dude.
So we did rapid fire. Geo Sproles.
Are you asking me who we picked before?
Yeah.
I'm sure I picked Sproles.
Yeah, I know I picked Sproles.
Everyone picked Sproles except Notch.
Notch picked Geo? He did that just to be different.
Notch is right.
I would say so.
I guess this year.
Marshall, Megatron. Everyone picked Megatron except Cole S. They're both good.
Yeah, but
like going into the year, they're probably 1-2.
I picked Marshall?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Megatron wasn't that much better. I mean, what, he missed one game, though? Two games?
I think he missed the last two.
He missed a game or two, but he had like a 300-yard game.
Yeah, but then he also got shut down by Chris Cook that one game, so.
Not this year.
Yeah, the first game. He didn't do anything the first game. Chris Cook shuts him down every fucking time.
Well, I wish Notch was here so he could look it up, but I don't think that happened. Manning, Brady. Everyone picked Peyton except Notch.
I was asking pretty clear-cut Manning.
Brady had a pretty damn good year for the situation, though.
For the situation, but Manning had the best year.
Statistically, yes.
His number one receiver is a fifth-round draft pick, so yeah, he had a pretty good year.
RG3, Luck. Everyone picked Luck except Gabe's.
And he picked... I remember this because he fucking picked Luck.
He's the best second-year quarterback. You picked Luck, and then it said RG3, Luck. You picked RG3.
God damn it, Gabe's.
I would say...
I actually remember that one.
Drink right here.
Yep. Definitely take a drink, right?
Definitely.
You actually have to call him a fucking idiot, though.
You implied it. I mean,
next one was Roddy Julio. Can you guess what everyone picked?
Everybody picked Julio except for you.
Yep. What up?
How many yards did Roddy have this year? Like 200?
Actually, Julio played two games, so he probably had better stats.
No. Roddy was beast last 4 weeks, so put him over the top. What up?
Yeah, and Julio did go out with a fucking pussy injury.
He broke his foot.
It wasn't broke.
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it a Liz Frank or something?
Yeah.
Like, broke his foot.
Man up, you little girl. If you fucking get paid $20 million a year, you can play 16 games with a hurt fucking foot.
Not effectively, though. You gotta think long term.
Roddy White played, and he wasn't effective for anything.
Yeah,
he might as well have made
the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, that was on garbage stats, too, because they weren't trying at that point.
Well, he was trying, apparently. Ray Rice, Foster.
I'm sure.
I'd probably pick Foster.
Like everybody did, didn't they?
I went Rice, I know that much. But the
me and Notch picked Foster.
Oh, fuck.
Who had the worst year, though? Foster at least put everyone out of his
misery.
Yeah.
I'm sure Rice was worse.
I'd say that's a push, maybe. Rice was really fucking bad. Not his fault. Flacco's fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah, going back to episode 3, I thought Cole said Flacco's top 10 quarterback.
Is it that long ago?
Yeah.
He still is.
No.
Yes, he is.
You can't honestly think Flacco's still top 10 quarterback.
Definitely think that.
He's not even top 20.
You thought that at one point?
In episode
I still
three,
do.
You don't actually think that.
Yeah, I do. He's a beast.
You're trolling.
And we're taking Blake Bortles this year, probably. So.
Is he 10?
And he's just a Joe Flacco clone.
Is he 10?
No, he's like 4.
Flacco is 4?
No, he's not in the top 10. He's a top 15, I bet, though.
No.
So now he's down to 15.
Probably around there.
I'd say.
I'll give him that 20, 25.
Yeah, somewhere in that
range.
Yeah,
well, you're a dipshit.
Would you take Tannehill over him?
I would easily take Tannehill over Flacco.
Would you take Andy Dalton over Tannehill?
Because when I think 20 to 25, I'm thinking Tannehill.
I would not take Dalton over him.
Dalton threw for over 4,000 yards and like.
You just asked a question. I answered it.
I'm just saying.
Drink.
Greg Olson, JerMichael.
JerMichael, everybody but you. I hate JerMichael.
Didn't me and Gabe's picked Olson. And one else said, he is a beast, I'll give you that. But he picked JerMichael because he drafted him in like six leagues.
If he wouldn't have got hurt, I think JerMichael would have a better year.
No.
He had a pretty good year.
Olson is like the LaMarcus Aldridge of the NFL, dude.
I picked Olson.
Just shits on kids.
And doesn't get any recognition for it.
Yeah. Kaepernick Wilson.
Wilson had a better year.
I'm guessing I was not happy about making this pick, but I'm sure I
picked Kaepernick. Me and Winalge picked Wilson. I thought their year was pretty equal.
I think Wilson had quite a bit better year, didn't he?
No.
Statistically, no. Kaepernick was really shitty for, like, what, weeks 2 through 10?
Wilson never really had to do anything because they were up like 30 every game.
Exactly.
They had
a piece of shit.
He got them the lead.
Christian Ponder would win with that defense.
They're not getting 3 pick sixes.
Minus Sherman.
Pretty equal rushing from, this is what I wrote down, they had pretty equal rushing stats. Wilson had a higher QB rating by like 10. It was like 104 to like 92 or something.
So you're saying I should have made that $10,000 bet. Technically, yes. I would have won.
Was that the bet? I remember the...
Wilson had a higher QB rating, passing yards, and more TDs.
And teams in the Super Bowl.
I don't...
Was the bet about the teams or was it about the quarterbacks?
It was just Kaepernick, Wilson, better year.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you should have done it, dipshit. You'd be a rich man.
I would be.
I could have wrote you a check today.
You wouldn't have, but you could have, yeah.
I would have. Bet's a bet.
Would it have?
It wouldn't happen.
Nope. Cam Newton, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, obviously.
I'm sure Nosh
had a better year. Newton.
No, I was saying who I picked before.
Everyone picked Ryan except Notch.
No, I guess
we're not giving him credit for that, are we?
Why wouldn't we?
He
had to pick.
I don't think Ryan had that bad of a year though.
Same,
he did. He was terrible.
Same QB rating. Ryan 700 more passing yards. Cam, obviously more rushing yards.
Yeah,
and Ryan had to have a shit ton more interceptions.
I would have to look. I feel like it was pretty close though.
He had like four different games.
I think he only had like 15 though. Cam was probably
that's like
12 to 15.
That's like 3 games from Eli. So that's not too bad.
Eli's a legend, so. More passing yards, Stafford, Breeze.
Breeze.
Yeah.
Everyone said Breeze but you.
No. You two were the only ones picked Breeze.
Oh really?
Yeah. Cole S and one Alge. Bowman, Kuechly, more tackles.
I don't know who
everyone picked Kuechly.
Oh.
And here's the thing. Kuechly more total tackles. He had 156 to Bowman's 145. Bowman had more solo, 120 to 93.
Yeah, Kuechly jumps up piles.
I was just going to say he's a
pile jumper for sure. Yeah. So what would you guys say? Would you have to go by total tackles or what?
Yeah, but if we go by fantasy, we're definitely loving on Kuechly for that.
Yeah,
it was one tackle.
Hmm?
It was one tackle. You said it was 146 to 145, didn't you?
156 to 145 for total.
No, I'd still. I mean, Bowman's more consistent, so
he had better year.
Kuechly would have 6, and then he'd have fucking 15. Yeah. Bowman had 11 or 12 every game. I'd rather have Bowman.
Chris Cook, Xavier Rhodes.
Chris Cook, because he's a fucking beast.
Who had a better year?
Yes,
Xavier Rhodes did.
Xavier Rhodes was the best.
Gabe's and Cole ass picked Cook.
Xavier Rhodes never shut down Calvin Johnson, so.
He shut down every other receiver.
No, he didn't.
Yep.
What receiver did we shut down this year?
How many games did Cook even play? Like four?
I never saw him on the field. I don't know where he was.
Rhodes got injured all the time as well, but when he was on the field, he was decent.
Yeah.
So was Cook.
I think Marcus Sherrills was on the field more than Chris Cook.
Chris Cook shut down Calvin Johnson. It's a fact. Again.
Yeah, but he played three games.
Doesn't matter.
To Rose is like 14.
He's still
15.
A beast. He just gets hurt. Like he's like Ryan Matt. Look, Matt.
We're saying who had the better year. When you play 14 games, you're obviously going to have a better year than someone with three. Unless you're talking like Roddy White compared to Josh Gordon. So, who had a better year?
Xavier Rhodes,
by far.
But you're still saying Cook?
Yep. Because Xavier Rhodes shut down nobody at one point. Even if Cook played one game, he shut down Calvin Johnson
dude,
that
Chris
one
Cook
game.
Didn't
Rhodes
go
was
to
pretty
jail,
good.
So maybe
dude.
He had a good year by his standards. But other than that, he was shit.
Rhodes was pretty good.
Yeah, I was actually impressed with him. Not so much.
All right. Who was gayer this year, Clay Matthews or A.J. Hawk? Gabe's picked A.J. Hawk. Everyone else picked Matthews.
Yeah, because A.J. Hawk stays out of the limelight.
Yeah, that's.
But Matthews.
That was the reason.
Matthews missed like 10 games.
And we still.
And we still had to talk about him all the fucking time. So he was definitely gayer.
Yep.
Gabe's is wrong.
Yep.
Jump on him.
Nah.
On that one, there's no wrong answer.
Ponder Gabbert.
I'm guessing everybody said Ponder would be better, but Gabbert. But
Notch, yeah. So who was better? Ponder?
I guess.
Is he, though?
He was a lot.
He just,
like, the QB rating when I looked, he was like 60 to 30.
Oh, God.
And I would assume same amount of games played or similar. Whedon, no. Tannehill.
This is why Notch can't be in our podcast anymore, because he's always right.
I hope I picked Tannehill.
Tannehill?
I'm sure I would.
Actually, I probably picked Whedon.
Me and you picked Whedon.
Dude, I thought Whedon was going to be decent.
Well, he's so old, he's getting ready to retire.
He's not that...
Harrison Smith, Mark Barron.
Oh, I'm sure I went Barron.
You and Cole both said Barron, specifically because he has dreads. So who had a better year? Oh, Barron, obviously, if he played.
Yeah, he actually played, so I guess he had a better year. Their pass defense was terrible, but I guess they had a good run D, so maybe that was part of him.
Barron?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sherman Revis.
Fuck, I hope I said Sherman.
Revis.
Are you kidding me? He didn't even hardly play.
I think Cole's the
he played the entire year.
Cole S. is the only one that said Revis.
He played the entire year. He didn't miss any time.
I thought he missed with an ankle injury or whatever.
I don't know, but I don't think so.
He played the majority of the year if he didn't play the entire year. Sherman, though, right?
Sherman for sure.
Easily.
Revis.
Doug Martin, Trent Richardson.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, I said Trent.
Doug had a better year by far, though.
No, he didn't.
He played like two games. It was better than Trent's full
season. No, but even when he was playing, he was terrible, too.
Still better.
It was...
No.
Who was actually worse? That's the question right now.
I'm hoping...
One Algin Gabe said Martin.
We're worse?
We're better. Was better.
It's pretty close to call. I'd say Richardson was better just because he was healthy.
But even,
they were both terrible when they played.
They were both really bad. I'm going Trent, though.
You think he had a better season?
Yep.
Donald Brown was more effective than Trent.
Yep.
Doesn't have anything to do with how Doug Martin did.
Doug Martin was terrible, and then he missed the entire season, so. Like, Trent's production and Doug Martin's production for the two games that Doug Martin played were the same, I would imagine.
Actually, Trent was ahead because he was still getting 100 yards of games when he was with the Browns.
No, he,
didn't. I mean, he, no,
getting,
he wasn't.
He got 100 yards twice, I think.
No.
Not this year. He was dreadful.
He didn't even get catches, did he?
I can pull it up quick.
All right. But while you pull that up, we'll talk about the next one. Chris Ivory, Mark Engram.
I said Ivory.
Ivory had by far a better year.
Did he, though?
Yes.
Wasn't Bilal Powell the starting running back?
Yes. Ivory still had 600 yards. Jesus. Mark Engram didn't have more than, like, 300, 350. You said Engram.
I did.
Everyone else said Ivory. Going against your theory.
What theory?
He has dreads.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I lost.
Yeah, we're wrapping up rapid fire here, or the predictions anyway. So the Vikes actually went 5-10-1, and the Ravens went 8-8. We're all close on the Ravens, except Notch. He said 4-12. Vikes, it looks like...
I was way off.
It looks like one Alge was the closest. He said 5-11 when they were 5-10-1.
I thought he said 0.
Not say zero.
I said zero if they didn't have AP, and that was very likely.
Yeah, and then that was like episode 3, dude. next closest was Notch with 6 and 10. Cole S said 9 and 7. You don't have anything to say to that?
No, what did I say?
You said 7 and 9.
Cole's a fucking homer. That's all you have to be. He's got to be his team. He thinks you're going to be good.
Say suck it, dude.
I'm not going to say that because it's going to come back and bite me.
Well, you might as well take advantage of any shots you can right now, because he's not gonna hold back later in the episode.
You might as well just get it out right now, Gabe. Live in the moment.
I'll do it on the next one if there is another one.
Come on.
I should tear you apart just for saying that.
Oh, Super Bowl predictions. I have that jump.
Pretty sure I had suck it. I'm pretty sure I had Niners and Patriots.
Gabe's had Broncos over 49ers.
Pretty good picks.
Yep. Cole S was off.
Who do you have, though?
It was 49ers and Patriots.
He had Pats over 49ers.
So you still had two of the four teams in it.
Yeah, still not good. Not bad. Bad, but
one Alge had Seattle
and Pats
over Pats.
On par with Gabe's.
Yeah. So you two are I think you two are the only ones left. Nope. Notch is Seahawks over Pats.
Yeah.
So I have to cheer for Gabe's.
I have to cheer for Gabe's as well.
Suck it.
We're not going to talk about my prediction.
What were your predictions?
I remember he had the Packers. I don't know who he had him
Packers over Pats. Not terrible.
At least yes, they both it made is. The playoffs.
It's not terrible.
They both made the playoffs.
I think the Pack probably be good next year. This year is kind of down year.
Well, they didn't have your boy Clay Matthews or Aaron Rodgers, so.
Yeah.
Not bad. Bad.
Yes.
All right, so with one Alge and Gabe's, the only ones left, you want to make any on-air bet or wager?
As far as...
Who's going to win?
Yeah, because you have Broncos, you have Seahawks.
Man.
Make it official. Rant City official right here.
We want to throw a five down on it?
Yeah, we can throw a five down.
It shouldn't be money. It should be some kind of physical activity.
Or something you have to... Yeah, or something embarrassing you have to do on the next pod or something. And money.
Such as...
I don't know. Come up with something.
Cole? You're the betting man.
The loser has to do a skit from Impractical Jokers in Walmart in Wadena.
Or they have to do a LeBroning on at least 6 people while we videotape. and we get to put it on the Rant City official YouTube channel.
That'd be too much. I'm not even feeling that confident about Seattle.
Really? Because I'm not feeling comfortable. Confident at all in the Broncos. They're playing outside.
They have Peyton Manning.
And he's playing outside, and it's going to be like snowing.
Okay, so just switch, but make the bet.
No, because I'm going to stick with my pick.
It's official with the on episode 10, they went with their pick. So 5 and LeBron in Walmart.
Fuck.
6 times, 6 people you have to go up to.
Why do we have to agree to that?
Because that's the first thing we came up with.
That's a big stakes. You guys sucked and you didn't have to do anything.
Exactly. At least we got teams in the
Super Bowl. Okay, we'll join you then.
I think we should.
We'll join the loser.
No.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah.
All 3 of us just fall down over one little tap by an old dude.
You walk up to him, you bump up against him, and you fucking go flying back.
And then the person behind you falls back, and then the person. Well, the domino effect.
I don't think Walmart is going to be that packed.
You just record it and then. You just go up to various people. It's not like we're all doing it in a row to the same fucking
person. That's the way to do it.
Okay, so are we doing this or what?
It's up to them. I'm in.
Notch is in as well.
Notch wouldn't actually do it. He said he would.
You actually talked to him about it?
No, I assumed you did.
Oh, no.
Okay, so the loser plus you 3.
No, plus us 2.
Yeah. Well, you said enough.
Unless Notch wants to do it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, okay. He has to do it now. He has the same pick as
well, at least it's not, you know, one just me getting stuck doing this because that's the way it's going to work out.
So you're, right. So you're agreeing.
That's a good Fine call on your part, though.
Fine.
Are we actually going to be doing it?
You said yes.
6 times? Is that too much? 3?
3 is enough. If we're all
3.
If there's 3 people
each person.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Or
guys,
even 2.
Are you serious? You guys realize we're going to go into Walmart and make complete fools out of ourselves. And then put it onto this podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, how is it making complete fool? It's a phenomenon.
We're trying to entertain.
We're trying to entertain
Joey Esposito.
You have Peyton Manning.
All right, so we got that going. That wager is good to go.
Richard Sherman.
Yes, sir.
He's going to shut down all the receivers.
You guys are just not confident at all about your picks.
It's going to be close. Just accept that. I would take Peyton Manning over Russell Wilson. And he has Demaryius Thomas.
All right, so the next topic is we're going to talk about what you guys think of the Vikings coaching staff.
Love it.
I like it a lot.
I don't know. I guess I don't have too big of an opinion on it.
I predicted head coach and offensive coordinator, so I'm pretty happy. I've never heard of that fucking defensive coordinator, but...
Who is it?
George Edwards, linebacker coach from Miami.
He wasn't that good when he was defensive coordinator for...
The Bills, like in 2000. Yeah. That's...
Oh, no, I'm not
in
saying...
In 2000, yeah.
But... No, I like it because, like I told Notch, I said we'd all be happy if we had Bill Parcells as our GM, and he would have hired.
I would not.
I would not be happy. Why would you not be happy?
He's like 80.
And look what he did in Miami. He didn't do shit with the team he assembled there.
Yeah, because of Ireland.
He was Ireland's boss. He hired Ireland.
Oh fuck. I don't know. I would still rather have a guy endorsed by Bill Parcells than
Jeff Ireland was endorsed by Bill Parcells. You want Jeff Ireland?
Not as general manager.
As what?
Nothing. I hate
so you don't want him?
No.
But he was endorsed by Bill Parcells.
Well, okay. Whatever. All I'm saying...
Drink?
No. All I'm saying... God damn it! Anyways, I don't even know how to start my arguments off. That's all I say. Anyways,
close enough, right?
By this point,
all right, so all you're saying,
they're so drunk right now, they're just drinking.
Would you hire Tony Sperano as head coach instead of Mike Zimmer?
No, I said
endorsed by Bill Parcells. Just,
you can't cut me off when I'm making a statement. All I like Zimmer.
Next
I like
time,
Turner.
Next time, I'm getting a bell and we're hitting that thing every time we say that.
Oh shit! I need to come up with something different. Right. I like Zimmer. I like Turner. I like that. So I'm happy, yes, with the coaching staff.
And that's all you're saying?
I'm just saying.
There you go.
And we got Jerry Gray, and he's a pimp.
Who the fuck is Jerry Gray?
He's our new D-backs coach. He was the Titans defensive coordinator last year.
Yeah, because
we almost got Mike Mularkey, too, to be on Turner's staff. That would have been fucking sick.
You realize that when Norv Turner's at the Chargers, Ryan Matthews sucked, though.
Yeah, because him being our offensive coordinator is going to make AP suck.
No,
just comes hand in hand.
It's not
going to
make it any
idiot.
Better, though.
All right.
I'm kidding, dude.
Next topic is, where do you think, how do you think that first round in the draft will play out?
As in
our quarterback? Just the Vikings pick.
Okay. I don't know. If they don't get the quarterback they want, obviously they should go defense then.
Do you agree?
Well, it depends on who the quarterback he thinks we want is, I guess. I want Johnny Football.
I'm fine with Johnny
Football.
Okay, so... I think we're probably going to get Blake Bortles or something. That's going to piss me off.
What three would you want?
Three players?
What three quarterbacks? Who are the top three quarterbacks?
Johnny
Football, Teddy Bridgewater.
Bortles.
And Bortles.
I guess Bortles.
I'd go Carr.
Johnny Football and Bridgewater were gone with our pick.
I wouldn't want Bortles. I would want CJ. I want him to trade down a few picks and take Mosley.
I'd
rather
that?
Mosley.
CJ Mosley.
Middle linebacker for the Alabama.
I'd rather, I don't know, see maybe that, like Notch said, get that cornerback from Michigan State.
I haven't saw him really play, so I wouldn't take him, so.
Or, I don't know, or that Brett Hudley.
He's not even in the draft.
No, the linebacker.
Anthony Barr.
That's the guy.
Is there any chance that Bridgewater or Johnny Football drop?
I don't,
according
no,
to Mel
there's
Kiper.
No, there's no chance Johnny Football does. There's a better chance of Bridgewater.
If Bridgewater's there, I take him. If not, I go Sammy Watkins, Anthony Barr, or Mark.
Watkins won't be there.
Sammy Watkins
if
won't
there.
Get past.
And if he was, we wouldn't take him. Even if you wanted him, there's no chance they would take him.
You'd have
they
to,
need
take,
to take
him.
Him, dude. Look at him. He's a beast.
They wouldn't, though.
They
have Jennings and they have Cordarrelle, and they think Jerry
is
ready to
what
slot.
We think they will do, though. This is what we
okay,
would do
fair
if
enough.
We had a choice.
Is that how you worded it?
Who's your third one?
No, I said, how do you guys think it'll play out?
My three was Bridgewater. Not in any order. I go Bridgewater, Watkins, Marquise Lee, and Anthony Barr.
Marquise Lee would be quite the stretch.
Is everyone saying Johnny Football is the number one quarterback they want?
I think
Bridgewater.
I'll go Bridgewater. I think Manziel is going to be a piece of shit.
Okay.
I think he'd be fun to watch, though. I mean,
That's stupid.
He's just, dude, he is just straight up pimp, so he's got my endorsement.
If we don't get one of the top two quarterbacks, though, I would just not take a quarterback and take Michael Vick, or wait until like the second or third round and get Taj Boyd.
If I don't get my pick, I'm just going to pout, and I would tank 0-16.
Who is your pick anyways?
I'd take Shine Football.
If they were going to take a quarterback in the later rounds, I'd rather take that gap. I don't even know how to say his name. You know who I'm thinking of.
Well,
Garoppolo.
Oh, Garoppolo.
From Eastern Illinois.
Yeah. Or they could draft that Brett Smith out of Wyoming.
I'm only okay with Taj Boyd.
Yeah, he's doing really well at the Senior Bowl.
I don't care what he did at Senior Bowl. I watched him for like 3 years.
Well, you thinking that he's going to take us to the next
level? Actually, Derek Carr, maybe. He might even make it to the second round. No, not in the first round. Not even a consideration in the first round.
Well, he ain't going to make it to the second round.
I don't know. I think he's kind of like one of those, like a Ryan Mallett kind of guy. He'll just unexpectedly drop.
Well, Bortles could do the same thing depending on combines and shit.
Bortles is going to be huge. I don't like him, but he's gonna.
I think that's a one-year wonder guy.
So are you the only one comparing him to Flacco, or is other people?
Everybody's comparing him to Flacco. They're saying he's a crop, like all the analysts, Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, even my boy Mike Mayock.
That's just like a slap in the face.
He's a cross between Joe Flacco and Ben Roethlisberger. Even though they're the same.
So he's a fat Joe Flacco, or what?
So he's going to throw interceptions.
So he can throw deep is basically what he's...
Yeah, but he's shifty, or where's the Big Ben...
They're just similar size. I think that's what it comes from.
So he's fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
My theory is I've never heard of him before this year, like the past 2 months or so, so I'm not going to draft him.
Well, say we don't draft a quarterback, and we do go defense or whatever. Yeah. Who's going to be our quarterback for next year then? Who would you want to see him begin?
Michael Vick.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How could he be any worse than what we had?
Because he probably won't make it through four games.
And if it wasn't Michael Vick, if we had to go with someone else, Matt Cassel.
I just start Ponder so they just guarantee get the number one overall pick next year.
Get Mariota.
Mariota? You don't like that. Mariota.
I do like Mariota.
I was so glad he went back into fucking school. I was so fucking happy. Him and Brett Huntley. I didn't want either of those fuckers. I was so happy.
Why?
Because they're pieces of shit.
Just like Jarrett Jack or what?
Worse than Jarrett Jack. They're both a huge time bust.
I guess we'll see how it plays out.
Okay, what are your percentages on Johnny Football being good? Like, over 50% he's legit, or...
80%.
That he's going to be a star, or a good player.
He's not endorsed
by Tom Brady. So, like, top 10 or top 5, you're thinking? Like,
in the NFL?
Yeah, at his prime.
Top 10.
Okay.
Tom Brady didn't endorse Johnny Manziel, though. He called him a turd.
He called him a turd?
Yes.
Well, then, in that case, you know, I love Tom Brady. I can't go with this anymore.
That never happened.
That definitely happened. Search for it.
When did he ever say that?
Search for it right now. Johnny Football, Tom Brady turd. It will pop up.
Wait, was it like that Twitter account, the fake Twitter account?
No, this is real. It's Tom Brady interviewed. Says it.
He doesn't call him a turd.
Calls him a turd.
That's kind of funny. All right. Done with that topic?
Sure.
Okay, moving on. So, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Okay.
Can we all go on record right now and say he's beast?
Yeah.
And better than Love?
Yes.
Yeah?
Do we really have to? I mean, isn't it a given?
Okay.
Or is this just for Notch? Is this like to slap Notch in the face because he's not here?
And why is he better, Wilge?
Because he's black, for one. Two, he's black.
Doesn't suck.
Yeah, he doesn't suck. And he has an offensive game.
And he doesn't constantly fucking pout.
Yeah, he doesn't shoot 30-footers. He has a little bit of defense.
His defense is way better.
Yeah.
But that comes with being black.
Yeah.
All right. That was just to let Notch know we're all in agreement here.
It wasn't a very strong argument, I guess.
Dude, he'll say Love all day.
He will say it.
Until the end of time.
He's going to be dead wrong, but he'll say it, yeah?
Just all right. DeAndre Jordan. Pimp or no, Cole S?
No.
Why?
He's not good.
The question is if he is pimp.
No, you can't be lefty basketball player and be pimp.
Well, that's definitely not true.
Who else?
DeAndre Jordan, Shabazz Muhammad.
How is Shabazz Muhammad a pimp?
He tore up the D-League. Adelman's just being
Jesus fucking Christ.
So he's not a pimp, and why? Because he's not good, why
Lamar
isn't
Miller?
He good?
Or not Lamar.
Because he doesn't have talent? I don't know. He's just fucking tall. Lamar Odom? You're a goddamn retard.
Dude, he doesn't have... Dude, look at his athleticism. That alone makes him a top three center.
Stop trying to make Gabes look smart.
Lamar was good, dude. And he's lefty. He's not good now, obviously. He's like 50.
And fucking... he was... No.
He was very good back in his prime.
Just like Derek Williams. You thought Derek Williams was such a fucking beast, too. Look what happened to him.
He is a pimp, dude.
He's not terrible. He's
yes,
like
he
good,
is.
He's a good six man.
Right now, soon he's going to be an MVP for sure.
I hate my life.
So DeAndre Jordan is a pimp.
No!
Have you seen his dunks, dude?
And his blocks and great defense.
Like, that's a good offense. You just throw it up and he dunks it. 60% of the time they could do that, they'd score. How is that bad?
I hate you so much. He's not...
You can't argue. He's trying to argue.
He has nothing.
He
has nothing.
We found his kryptonite, and it's DeAndre Jordan.
All right. Melo scored 62 last night. What up, Gabes?
One good game. I hate Carmelo. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Good game.
What has his team done up to that?
His team hasn't done shit.
You could, yeah, talk trash with the Knicks all you want, but you can't say Carmelo's had one good game. You have to have 62 to have a good game.
You just brought up
LeBron has had zero good games this year. Then LeBron has not had one good game.
I'm not the LeBron lover here.
It doesn't matter.
No, but
he's
that's what I'm
stating.
Comparing him to, because you're saying Carmelo had one good game.
Yeah, he had one good game. I mean, what do you
why don't you
me
pull
say?
That up?
What do you want me to pull up?
His stats for every single game this season.
Well, so there's going to be 62 all the way down, or
does it take 62 points to have a good game? How many
when
times
I,
has DeAndre
like
fucking
Melo.
Jordan had 62?
Zero.
We'd have to go back and check, though.
No, we don't. We do not need to go back and check that.
How many of those 62 points would be dunks?
Probably all of them.
31.
You score. I don't care how you score.
You done with that?
If Gabe doesn't have anything else stupid to say, I guess.
I don't like Carmelo, so.
You said he had one good game, though.
I'm giving him credit for it.
He had more than one good game.
I don't give a shit about him, though, so I'm not going to sit there and watch him play.
How is he a bad player, though?
Oh, he's a volume shooter. And he's
so
selfish. I just don't care for him.
Okay.
He was like 30 for 35 shooting last night.
He was not. He was 23 for 35.
Uh-huh.
And he made a half quarter.
I'm not arguing that his game was bad. I said... He had a good game.
But you
game.
Say his all-around game is bad.
I just don't like him. So
who would you rather have to start your team with right now? J.R. Smith or Carmelo Anthony?
Why are you...
It'd be all Carmelo right. Anthony
moving on,
because...
Moving on. He fucking paused. That's just dumb. All right. Just general, has anyone seen any terribleness from penis since the last ep?
You might want to explain that to the viewers or listeners.
Yes,
ESPN. They'll
penis.
Figure it out once they see the fucking title.
Yeah.
No. That was not stated to me.
Because? Why is it called penis, One Alge?
What do you mean, why is it called penis?
Why is it called penis?
ESPN. Penis, penis, penis.
You can't spell penis. ESPN without penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
You can't spell ESPN without penis? You can't spell penis without ESPN, you dipshit.
Take a shot, bitch.
I didn't call him an idiot. I called him a dipshit.
Same thing. I'm going to change it to anytime you insult Gabes.
Oh, why did I even come back for this pod? Last one I said I was done.
Because you needed to.
I have...
Fuck. All right, Yahoo Answers. All right, like I said, the first two will be in Cole S.'s ballpark. You ready?
I didn't know you said that, but sure, let's...
At the way beginning.
Okay.
All right, asked by Knockout132. And the question is, and then he elaborates. Ready?
Okay.
What are the cheap seats like? I would rather pay for a better seat if I attended a WWE show, but are cheap seats better than watching at home since you get to look at the giant screen?
So he's asking, would you rather go to a game and have terrible seats or stay at home and watch?
I guess that's not a good question. It's not even an entertaining.
Well, you gotta help him out here, though.
My answer won't even be entertaining, I guess.
You gotta help him out, though.
I guess I'd rather just stay home and watch it on TV.
Right. But would you splurge for the better seats?
Oh, I would.
Okay. Would you recommend he does?
I don't know. I don't know what he does for a living.
Okay.
If you got money, do it, bro.
There you go. Simple enough?
Simple enough.
Asked about the next one is asked by Mysterion. Who would you like to see back for one more match?
These are all wrestling questions?
Yeah. Not The Rock or Sting or Stone Cold or someone else people bring up every WrestleMania, but someone that isn't mentioned very often. One more match.
Jeez.
What are you thinking?
I was going to say Stone Cold, but he took it away from me.
What about Goldberg? Where was that on his list?
He's probably talked about all the time. It's got to be somebody random as fuck.
Trish Stratus, maybe?
No, that's probably the number one requested back. She's fucking hot as fuck. I hate that you know her, by the way. Creep.
What about Ric Flair?
Yeah, Ric Flair doesn't get talked about.
Are you going to chime in here? Not one else, because apparently you're knowledgeable. Knowledgeable.
That's all I know.
So, who would you say, man? Give him two options.
Jesus Christ, dude. You could have gave me some time to think about this one.
This is the question you need time to think about. You don't need any time for rest or football questions or anything. When it comes to wrestling, you're serious.
You just say whatever comes to mind when it's football, but...
Who was the guy with the Socko puppet?
Chronic. Tag team from WCW. Couple of beasts. Brian Clark and Brian Adams.
I mean, maybe you said like Kevin Nash or something. I might have knew who you were talking about.
See, those are all too big of names, though.
Why do you want to bring
the Misfits in Action?
Okay, most people don't know who the hell any wrestlers are. So if you say someone somewhat relevant,
I'm answering the guy's question.
Yeah,
okay. But why do you want to see him come back?
Because they're beasts.
Enough said.
Yeah, or the Filthy Animals.
So you just. Bringing back all the tag team guys.
Yeah.
You're all about tag team and that shit.
Yep.
And the WWE.
All right. Next one. God damn it, I forgot I put this one in. All right, this one is asked by Hillary.
No numbers, just straight Hillary?
Yep. And the question is, I can't breathe when I run. That's a question. I can't breathe when I run? And she elaborates.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's see if one ouch can relate to this.
Okay.
I run funny, sort of like a horse galloping. I went to the doctor's office, and they gave me an inhaler for asthma, but it only helped a little. I'm flat-footed, and I went to physical therapy as a child. I'm supposed to wear inserts when I walk, but I outgrew them, and they're ridiculously expensive. But they were the only ones that worked for me. I've tried other brands, but it doesn't help at all. I run on my toes. Also, when I walk, I have a bit of a hop. Please help.
I think she has bigger problems than just running.
Yeah.
I really think she needs some help.
I think the last thing she should be worrying about
is running.
Is not being able to breathe when she runs. You need to fix how you run before you like even do anything else.
Well, she should start with her walk. She can't even walk.
She can't even walk.
Why you start walking?
She's got
and
like,
then you go to
she's
run.
Got like a swagger step when she walks. A little bump. What would you say, Juan Alge?
How would you help her?
I would say just sit down in a wheelchair. Get out of here,
just mail it in.
Yeah.
Don't use your legs.
You have a nice life. Just mail it in.
Life apparently, she hasn't had a nice life because she can't even walk. So just accept being in a wheelchair.
Well, you might as well be in a wheelchair, eat fatty foods, be fat, and...
He's saying just go ahead and give up on life.
Yeah. Give up on life. Final answer.
Got anything to add, Coles? Or is that legit?
No. Can't top one knowledge.
Can't or won't?
Can't.
Okay.
What? Gabe's nothing?
No, he did a good job.
All right. So this final question, and I don't think we're actually going to answer this.
Now I will.
Okay. Was asked by horse-flavored cough syrup. And this is a question. There's a question mark at the end of this. My high school football team is so bad, they can't even beat the Oakland Raiders?
That's the question.
No, they can't beat the Oakland Raiders.
No, I'm guessing y'all can.
All right. Cole is going to do a little spiel.
He just throws you on the spot, doesn't he?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Buy the merchandise on Amazon.com. Add Rags on Snapchat at PimpDaddyDollars.
Good?
Yes.
Doing would you rathers? Gabe's, you have one?
I'll have one by the time you get to me.
All right, when did you start?
I guess I'll start it up. It's pretty terrible, but I'll go with it. Okay. Would you rather live a year of your life as Jaren Collins, a.k.a. Jason Collins' twin brother who's gay, and, like, you live in the deep south and you're just racist fucks all the time, or be Danny DeVito?
For how long?
A year.
For a year. Yeah, do I have his
money? You're actually becoming these people?
Yes. You're transforming.
And you're the twin brother. You're not the actual
gay. You're not actually gay, but, like, dudes hit on you and shit.
How's that guy living? Is he just, like, a normal-ass, like, well, middle-class
dude?
You
have to live in the deep south.
Actually, I think Danny DeVito's a pimp, so I'm going to pick him.
Is he just middle-class, just, like, what's his wealth? Because, obviously, Danny DeVito's wealthy.
He played in the NBA, so he's a millionaire, obviously. You're living comfortably.
God, I really... But, you're like fucking 4 feet tall. That would be rough. You could live wherever you want, though.
Yeah, but he's rich.
You repulse literally everyone, though.
Danny DeVito?
I'm going Danny DeVito for sure.
He doesn't.
And I'm just simply saying. I'm just simply saying because I don't want to live in the South, and because of the money factor. I'm not like the gay thing is does not affect my decision at all.
You wouldn't mind getting hit on by dudes all the time,
dude. You get free drinks, bro. Unless they try to rape you or something.
Well, that's swallow
your pride, get a little bit high in your voice, and fucking get drinks all night. Hell yeah.
What are you going with?
Oh, I'm going with Danny DeVito.
So we're unanimous here. Danny DeVito for sure. Gabes, you're up.
I got one.
All right. Hell yeah.
This one just came to me. All right. Would you rather be Hillary's personal trainer for a year trying to help her out through this stuff?
Well, that already,
I mean,
that
every day you're side by side walking, obviously helping her walk, helping her run, helping her breathe, or have her problems for a month.
What does she look like?
So, am I actually myself, or I'm
actually Hillary? You're herself, but you have her problems, or you have to be side by side with her for a year.
How many hours a day?
Let's go. She has problems, from what we found out.
So it's like a full-time job?
It's a full-time job. You probably... It's live-in.
Okay. Am I making, like, what I make right now?
Yes. I mean, you're obviously not
going to make... So, like, at minimum 8 hours a day. Or what did you say, minimum, maximum?
Well, it's a live-in job. So you're going to see her, except for when you go to bed.
Can we hit that? I don't know, maybe.
She's got an issue. What is
she? She's got fucked up feet. You don't know what the rest of her looks like.
Is she like five or four?
From what she told us, she's definitely...
She only talked about her feet. That doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah, what if she's like a babe from her feet up?
All right, let's say she's average, like 4.55.
Okay.
Borderline.
Borderline, you know. Okay. One drunk night, things could happen. You don't know.
Okay.
So which would you rather do?
Trainer? Because you can't make a living if you have all those other problems. Well, I couldn't make... It's only for a month. I couldn't do my job.
You run a lot?
I have to walk around all the time.
You'd just be the guy bouncing. I mean, you could definitely live life. She's doing it. I mean, not well, but...
So I would have my life right now except her problems.
Yes.
Okay.
How long was the trainer was the same amount of time?
Basically for a year.
I guess I'd probably take the problems then if it was
a month. I think I'm taking the month as well because, I mean, people will just be like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy? Yeah. But it's just a month, then I just act normal the rest
of the time. So it's half her problems for a month, or how long is it keeping
her? Trainer for a year.
A year?
Holy and shit. It's like you got to live in with her because, I mean, the girl sounds like she's got some issues.
Walking/running/breathing.
But you might want to work on the breathing issue first.
Yeah, last time I checked, those are pretty key components to living life.
Yeah. If she dies, it's on your head.
Well, I don't care if she dies.
That's the least important factor, Gabe.
So then you have to hang out with a corpse the rest of the year. So if she dies, you're hanging out with a corpse for 6 months.
You just have to stuff her and put her in a wheelchair and take care of her.
Whatever you want to do with her, bro.
I'm taking the problems.
I would too.
Yeah, it's only a month, I'll go problems.
Yep.
All right, so at what limit would you, like...
If it was a month versus a month, then I'd do the trainer.
Right. Well, yeah. But what if it was 6 months, her problems, 1 year trainer? Too long?
I'd probably go with trainer.
Trainer?
That's a long time not being able to walk.
But she's dealt with this for a long time.
So So I
mean, it's only
not six very months. Well. Apparently,
I would probably go if it was 6 months. I would go with the trainer.
With the trainer.
Yep.
Okay.
Ready? Last question or last? Would you rather?
I got one.
You do have one.
Let's hear it.
Go.
You guys know who Rikishi is, pro wrestler?
I really hate my life that I do.
Would you rather take a stink face from Rikishi?
Shit. The fuck's
a stink face? You gotta elaborate here.
He's like a Samoan, huge guy.
Yeah.
He pulls up his shorts to where he's wearing a thong. You're in the corner, and he comes and he shoves his face, his ass in your face and fucking rubs it all over your face.
Oh my god. That's
dreadful.
Or.
What's it called?
A stink face.
Okay.
Or would you rather be for an NHL team, their enforcer, so anytime any one of your teammates gets in a fight with somebody else, you have to go and fight that person for them.
That's like a full year?
A full game. Job. Just one game.
Just one game?
Yep.
Okay, and we are...
You're you. You're your size versus...
And I can't, like, my skating ability is, like, my what I have the skates on.
Whatever
just
you can
whatever
do
whatever I am right now. Oh my god.
So you're gonna
get, so basically get your face beat in or get,
but it's gonna happen more than once in one game too. You're gonna get in a few of these.
Okay.
How long is this stink face going on for?
It's like 10 seconds. It's one time.
Versus how long?
It would be instant puke.
The full game.
Oh fuck! Straight up, I'm being an enforcer. I mean, I'm not even gonna get into like other things. I can heal from. They're gonna as soon as you drop to the ice, you're done. So drop down after.
No, you're getting back up.
I'm not getting
back up. They're getting smelling salt. They're breaking in your nose, and the next time.
Well, no, I know, but the fight is done. So when you get back up, you just have to try to outskate the next dude.
No, because what I said specifically was, if any of your teammates gets in a fight, you're the enforcer, so you have to go get him out of the way and fight that guy for him. So you're probably getting in five fights in this game at least.
Five fights, and then but the fight ends as soon as you hit the ice. That's when it ends.
Well,
so
I guess
I just straight up get in there. Hey, dude, bam, bam, and then I'll drop. Why would you want?
You have to try.
Big dude's fucking ass in your face for even 10 seconds.
Is it enforcer v enforcer? Or is it enforcer versus random dude?
Well, most of the time it's going to be...
Like, what's the size of a typical enforcer? Like, how much does he weigh, you think?
6'8", between 260 and 280.
Okay, so I'm not a normal getting dude any is like 210, 220 or something?
What's that?
A normal dude's like 210, 220?
Probably.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Fucking 10 seconds for five fights in one game.
He's taking ass to the face. You know that.
That would be absolute brutal.
That's a tough decision.
It's not like your face. Also, it's not like your face is going into the crack because there is material in the crack. It's just the butt cheeks that you got to deal with.
Yeah, but they're all sweaty.
Yeah, they are.
Do you see it coming? Can you just hold your breath for the 10 seconds?
Yeah,
and close your eyes.
Yeah,
but it'll still be the remnants will be on your face.
Will we remember?
I'm doing the stink nuts or whatever.
Have to relive this daily?
Or it's gonna be burned in your brain.
Well, technically, in pro wrestling, he does this all the time. So it's not like you would be the guy that's known for it.
Okay,
but your friends would probably make fun of. Like, yeah. If we knew about it, we would make fun of you every day.
And then I'd be like, yeah, I didn't want to get my fucking face beat in by a 280-pound dude five different times in the same game.
Do I at least get the enforcer money, like, or
for that game?
Yeah,
no, both these are free.
You're doing it for free.
Great. Yeah, this is a real win.
Or you can say it's you get the game check or you get the pro wrestling check, which is going to be the same. So,
oh, then I'd straight up get punched.
Okay.
Because then they're covering you with your insurance. You don't have to pay shit, plus you get the money.
It's a one-game thing. There's no insurance. You can take your check and pay for your insurance.
Yeah, but if you play for them, you're automatically covered by insurance.
Yeah, sweet. They're going to pay for me to get my fucking face fixed. That's awesome.
So you're taking the ass.
I guess, yeah, I'm taking the ass. I want a broken nose or.
Yeah, I'm going with stink face.
Yeah, because a broken nose would really ruin your game there.
Yeah.
Good. Potential.
No,
that was a good one, man. I like that one. It was pretty brutal, though. All right, so last one. Okay, this is a life or death scenario, and you get to pick one of the scenarios to play out. Option one. You pick Joe Mauer, fully healthy, gets one at-bat against Justin Verlander from last season. So this isn't like Cy Young Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 2-2-3-0.
So are we saying that I die if Joe Mauer doesn't get a hit?
And you die if if he gets any hit or walk, you live. Anything else, you're dead.
Okay, versus?
Option two, yourself... present state and Kevin Durant are in a shooting contest. Durant is Durant shoots 10 uncontested shots from 30 feet, and you shoot 10 free throws. And you have to at least tie his makes to win, or to live.
Where's 30 feet? Like the three-point line?
What are there? NBA is like 24, isn't it?
It's a fairly deep three, but
yeah,
probably not much by his standards.
Right.
I guess I'm going with Joe Mauer.
You have to imagine he's going to hit at least 5 of 10.
Yeah.
So you need to at least be 70 or 80%.
It's uncontested, though. I mean, you have your off days, though.
Right.
Three-point contest.
Okay, but here's the... I'm going to add this into it. It goes, he shoots, you shoot, he shoots, you shoot.
So the pressure is...
So the pressure is absolutely brutal.
But that pressure is actually leaning towards him.
Why? He's not going to live or die.
Only you die.
Oh, shit.
I'm going with Joe Mauer either way, because I just...
Although, I guess it could. I mean, that'll probably up his game.
I'll just get in the fetal position and wait to get shot if Joe Mauer doesn't get a hit or walk.
Do we get to, like, practice free throws for, like, a month or something before this?
Present state.
Present state?
Yeah.
I haven't shot at basketball for, like, months, so... I guess I'm going to have to go with Mauer. Like, on a good day, I'd maybe get 7 of 10 on a good day.
Yeah. I trust Joe Mauer.
So, here's the thing. Say Durant...
Wait,
Durant normally is going to hit probably 5 of 10.
At minimum, he's getting 5.
Yeah. Joe Mauer, the
mm-hmm. Are there
fully healthy Joe Mauer versus that Verlander, I'd say
45%.
Are there fielders out there? Or he just got to make contact, put it in play?
Yeah, see, there's fielders out there.
Well,
it's Verlander's fielders.
I was actually going to ask the same question.
So it's Prince and Miguel at the corner.
I just didn't know if he had to make contact. Like, it was 1v1. Verlander versus Mauer.
He has to get a hit or a walk.
Okay. See, the walk is pretty tempting.
I have no faith in myself. I'm going with Mauer.
I think the pressure would be really brutal, but I'm going to take...
Does he know?
I'm going to put my life in my own hands.
No shit. Does Joe Mauer know that
he doesn't get a hit?
It's just a normal at bat.
I don't think
he knows nothing. It's just like he walks up on a Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know if that would be better or worse, but I'm going
with Mauer. You definitely don't want him to feel the pressure, and he's up there thinking about
right,
that.
Right.
He's Joe Mauer. He doesn't give a shit.
It's just a normal at bat.
If I had, like, a month to train, I'd go myself, but present state, I gotta go with Mauer.
I'm going Mauer. I trust my boy.
I've said it, like, 20 times, you're Mauer.
Dude, I'm going myself.
You trust yourself.
I'm thinking I can hit 6 of 10, and I'm gonna roll the dice there.
It's uncontested for Durant, though.
It's 30 feet.
It's uncontested for him, too, though.
Right.
And it's a lot of pressure on you.
It's a lot of pressure.
He makes the first 4, you go 3 for 4.
It's live or die situation.
If I'm 3 for 4, I'm happy, man.
Is there like a guy with the fucking sniper rifle sitting in the rafters just waiting for you to...
As soon as the last ball bounces, hits the ground, you're just getting capped immediately.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
So you're down by 1. Your last shot is to tie him.
That would be rough. Because he shoots his 10. Or right. he's in front of you.
Right.
He's one ahead of you, yeah. That would be brutal. But I'm taking myself. I don't know.
Like, you would just start before you even finish releasing. You'd probably be all like,
exactly. If it's like, oh shit, it's left. Dead. Just close. Just accept your fate right there. Dead. Who had the best? Would you rather?
Mine was by far the worst. I think Gabe's probably the best.
Gabe's was pretty good, but Cole's was pretty good as well.
Stink face.
I think mine was the hardest to pick between.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Alright. Done?
Done.
Done. Sure. Alright. Chipmunk voices.
Yep. That is a big thing on the podcast now.